Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's up to 42 degrees now on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 9:50, and time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at $10 on the nose, up 9 3/4 on the open. May at 10:12, up 11 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:58, up 15 on the open. May 9:72, up 11 1/2. July 8:87, up 12 1/2. December opened at 9:07, up 15 1/4 on the open. In July of 2009, opened at 8:64, up 4 on the open. March corn opened at 5:05 3/4, up 5 1/4 on the open. May 5:18 1/4, up 5. July 5:28, up 5 3/4. September 5:25 1/2, up 5 1/2. December opened at 5:24 1/2, up 5 1/2. March 5:31 1/2, up 5. May 5:36 1/2, up 4 1/2. July of 2009, 5:41, up 5. And December of 2009, 5:02, up 3 on the open. March beans open at $13, up 12 3/4 on the open. May 13:17, up 10 3/4. July 13:30, up 10. August 13:20, up 12. November 12:64, up 10. January of 2009, 12:69, up 12. March 12:71, up 9. May 12:69, up 5. And November of 2009, 12:16, up 6 1/2 on the open. March soybean meal open at 3:46.50, up 3:30 on the open. May 3:53, up 3:80. March soybean oil open at 54.70, up 58 on the open. May 55.30, up 53. At the CME Group Livestock March feeders open at 104.70, down 75 on the open. April 108.80, down 57 1/2. February live cattle opened at 90.07 1/2, down 17 1/2 on the open. April 94, down 5. February lean hogs open at 59.90, up 2 1/2 on the open. April 66.85, up 17 1/2. And February bellies open at 93.85, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like the bug that bit the bulls last week is seeing some follow-through off of the beginning of the new trading month this morning.
Yeah, we're seeing some follow-through. Ideas that demand's going to remain somewhat firm and through here. Did sell over 121,000 corns to Japan, so continue to see that Asian business come at us here. Also, too, started there Friday and even today, more speculative commodity fund buying as we continue to see the inflow of funds into the grain sector of the equation. So that's going to give us a supportive tone, too. So we're trying to continue to regroup in here and see if we can't go challenge these recent highs we posted here just 2 weeks ago.
You seeing any evidence that these prices, corn and beans, is beginning to curb demand?
Yes. The small hog guy, we're seeing those guys, if they're not under contract, not putting pigs back into the pen. Also, too, we are seeing some larger operations, seeing some sow liquidation. I've heard sow as much as low as 15 cents a pound, some lower than that, but the most Devin one I've got, if you're going to take even a sow to town and get turn her into sausage, it's a couple weeks wait, for say. So on the hog sector, we're seeing it. Then, two, I don't know if it's so much rationing or slowing demand, but I think we're seeing a pickup in demand from Asia. Not only that, you know, China's not moving so much corn in export, but we're seeing a pickup in demand on fears the market can go higher. And what's happened in the past, happened in the wheat market especially, prices surged and demand came forward and got booked up, and that was the end of it. So I think we got to watch this demand and see if it continues on the export side to this Asian market.
Is the fight for acres still on?
No. Guys have pretty well made up their mind. They wrote the check on their inputs. They pretty well know where they're at. I mean, you're going to have some last-minute shuffling around, but as a whole, the majority is pretty well where they want to be, and if you're going to stay that way, what's probably going to be the determining factor more than anything on acreage will be your spring weather. That's going to be the number one thing. There are some estimates out now. The average trade estimate on corn acreage is 89 million acres. The high is 91.5, and the low guess is 87.5 versus 93.6 last year. Average guess on beans is 70.128 million acres. High guess is 73. The low guess is 68.5. Last year, we were 63.6. But producers, where he's at, it's just a matter of trying to figure out where the producer's at. USDA is going to give their best guess estimate here in March, so we'll see what they come up with. Continue to visit with seed dealers. You hear the same thing. Bean sales are super strong. Some your better varieties picks are sold out. Corn sales a little bit slower, especially in the fringe areas, but here in the central belt, they've put anhydrous on and committed to corn acres. They're going to stay that way.
Is the USDA going to further tighten the old crop carryout in beans, corn, and wheat in its report in the end of the week?
Well, they could. Like I said, we're seeing this demand come forward, and ideas that, you know, this demand's fairly strong. There was one analyst that took bean carryout clear down to 110 million bushels there on Friday versus 175. So it's probably got room to tighten up some. The USDA does have the stocks numbers out, so they've got some ideas of what they're looking for on this first quarter demand and what inventory we have left. But there's probably room to tighten it up a little bit, and that's why prices have firmed here over the near term.
So what are you telling hedgers to do? I suppose some catch-ups in order if they haven't done anything.
Well, it just depends where you're at. Everybody's a little bit different. From a hedger's point of view, yeah, we've been recommending to sort of scale into a reward to mark on the way up, because basically a week ago, corn dropped 50 cents and beans dropped $1.50 out of nowhere. So this thing could go the other way in a hurry. We've recommended put options very heavily. That way you still got some cash grain to sell. You're not committing to bushels and leaves your upside open. When you look at the big picture, it could be a wild market. The range for corn, one of these polls has put corn could be as high as 635 and as low as 410. Beans could be as high as $15 and as low as $8.50. So that suggests that the trade's braced for some wild swingy markets, and this is what we've dreamt about for the last 25, 30 years, is a market like this to take advantage of, and here we are.
Thank you much, Kirk.
Very good.
Kirk Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Ed Kieser tells us a dense fog advisory is in effect for portions of northern, all of central, and portions of southeastern Illinois until noon today, for northern Indiana until 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and for central Indiana until 12 noon Eastern Time. A winter storm watch is in effect for northwestern and portions of west-central Illinois from Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning, and for much of north-central and northeastern Illinois from Tuesday evening through Wednesday afternoon. and a flood watch is in effect for much of northern Indiana from Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Lead options, March wheat at the Board of Trade, 956 up 13. March corn, 504 and a half up 4. March beans, 1308 up 20 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.